We're here in the locker room. We're joined in the locker room here with Marcus Hunt, the Bengals' second-year defensive end. Marcus, you're back in tow here with Michael Johnson gone, and that's the big talk is who's going to replace Mike there, and is it going to be a rotation or time for some people to step up after, 1 year in this thing? How do you feel going into this year?
I feel good. Definitely better than coming in last year. Last year with everything really helped me get along with the defense and learning what's going on, in the system. But, it's tough to say how it's all going to work out, but I think it's going to be a really competitive offseason, and, competitiveness, really makes everybody better. So I'm looking forward to it.
What was the biggest transition coming from college to here?
I don't know. I mean, it's just the competitive nature of the business, I believe. I mean, in college, you had scholarship for 4 years. That was pretty much it. But here, guys come and go, and that's just the nature of it.
So we were talking about this before. You played mainly left end last year, but you did play right end a little bit in college. You don't think there's going to be any problem there changing sides?
No, not at all. I mean, I've been working on my other hand stance for a couple years now, so it's not a problem to switch sides for me.
What do you think is the one thing you have to do to get on the field more this year? What's the maybe one or two things that you have to show these guys?
Make plays. I mean, that's how you get out there, is if you make plays and if you help the team get a win. So just have to learn how to finish on a play and how to get sacks.
It's been a year since you got drafted. Growing up in Estonia, did you have any idea what the NFL draft was?
Not really. I mean, I barely knew about it until I got here. But being drafted myself, it was just something I couldn't really, comprehend. So, I mean, it's a great honor to be in this kind of situation.
What kind of knowledge did you have about the draft before you got over here? Was it just something maybe you'd seen on TV or read on the internet?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any idea how this whole system worked. I watched a couple of drafts like three years ago, or I think the 3 years ago was my first, the 4 years ago was the first draft I watched, and it's just a...
What was the most surprising thing about it, or the thing that kind of shocked you the most about it?
Just, you're waiting for the phone call, and once it comes, you don't know what to do, and I remember answering the phone, and it was Coach Lewis, and I don't remember anything after that, what he said.
Did you have any idea where you would go? Did you have a pretty good idea you'd go around that point in the second round?
It was somewhere in between there, but, it's a draft, and anything could happen, so I was just keeping it calm and just going with the flow.